Tonight is the eve of the feast of the Visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Sunday, July the 1st, in the year of our Lord, 1973. We are at the shrine of Our Lady of the Roses, Bayside, Long Island. On both sides of the flagpole, there are blue streams of light, beautiful large blue streams of light. They're coming down. They are, they're very bright. Now they are heading down to the side of the statue. Oh, Our Lady now has come over to the right side of the flagpole. She has on a beautiful white gown and it's trimmed in gold. Now her right mantle bow is trimmed in gold, and with the light from the flagpole, reflection of the blue, it was almost blue about her head. Now she's being joined, coming down far from the sky in the distance. I see three figures, no four. Michael is leading, he's carrying a balance and a large spear, and with him are two men. One is dressed in a long brown robe, and the other, is dressed very beautifully in purple and gold, and he has on a crown. Oh, it's a very large crown. Highly cheered. And I know now he's Peter. Ah, St. Peter. Oh. Now he's holding out in front of him a large book. And he's pointing to the book. Open, my child, and read the pages in the book of life. Oh, now the book is becoming very big. It's suspended in air. It's suspended in the air. And there's a great light now coming down onto the pages of the book. Now the pages are turning over to the left. The pages are turning. They're just like the wind's blowing them. Now the light is pointing, and it's just as though it's encased in a golden light about the book. Now Peter is moving over to the left side of the flagpole. Oh, he's pointing down to the book, and he's saying, "The rules in the book of life have not been followed. Man has chosen to set upon the world a rule of Satan. Man rewrites the word to satisfy his own base nature and human frailties. Man must cleanse himself by trials and penance to make atonement for the offenses against his God. Now standing next to him is a man. He's an elderly-looking man, has long beard, and there's a brilliant circlet of light about his head. He's holding up a medallion in his hand. I know it's Saint Benedict. He'll say, "You have not followed the rules set down by your God, or the teachings of the prophets of old. You will make a complete reversal of your ways of arrogance in the house of God.
You must retire from a world that has been given to Satan. You must divest yourself of all worldly desires for gain. You must live a life of sacrifice and simplicity. Only in this manner will you return to the road that leads to the kingdom.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Now there, the sky is becoming very dark. And in this darkness, way in the distance, I see a burning star. It's twirling now, the star, and it's giving off flames. Fire. Moth. It's turning very fast. Oh, and it's cutting across the sky now, sir, to the right. And then it's behind it, there's a large stream of fire. Oh, it's very warm. Oh, and now, the steam of fire is setting down rocks and smoke. Oh, the smoke is so dense. Oh, now it's becoming very, very dark. Very dark. All voices, I hear voices crying. There seems to be confusion throughout the world. Now all I can hear is the pounding of waters and the screams of people. Oh. Now, a lady is coming out of what looks like a dense fog, and she's bending down. She looks very sad, and she's saying, "There will be no peace. There will be no salvation of a soul unless you save yourself and those you love in the sacred heart and merciful heart of my son." Now I see this large ball again. It's cutting across the sky. Our lady is standing. She's pointing with her hand up. And that the ball now is rolling very fast. It seems to have no direction. It's cutting across the sky and up and down and back as though it's gone absolutely crazy. It's twirling in every direction. Now I see a large, large rock that means it's rolling from it now and it's going down into the water. When it hits the water is rising very high. The rock hit it as though it was like a bomb. It's caused the waves to rise very, very high. And I see some ships that carry down this rock is sinking into what looks like an ocean. And I see three or four ships that are carried down with it. It's like a whirlpool. Flagpole, Michael, now there's a beautiful blue light. It's very, very brilliant. It lights up the whole sky. And over to the left side, I see the gathering of many angels. They're all standing, but they look like they're ready to do battle. Now, Our Lady is coming forward, and she's being joined by Saint Peter, and the man who looks like, he's dressed very roughly in brown clothes, and he has a hood over his head, and
Our lady is bending over now, and she's whispering, "This, my child, is Saul. Saul, whom you know as Paul." Oh, St. Paul. Now, Paul is bending over, and he's saying, "I speak to all the children of the world. You have been given honor and graces to rescue your brothers and sisters in this battle. Do not waste these graces, but multiply them. Disperse among the world a fine example of charity and faith."
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is...
Now St. Peter is coming forward, and he's taking the large crown off of his head. Now, he's standing there. His hair is quite long. And he's now placing his cape that was behind him about his head. And he's saying, "All who do not cast aside the warning given throughout your world by the Queen of Heaven will be saved. The battle that rages throughout your world is a terrible battle, my children, one in which Satan has set himself and his armies to gather all those destined for the kingdom of the Father. You are now fighting with the world unseen to your human eyes. Therefore, you will depend much on the hidden secrets of heaven to guide you. Do not be without your armor found in the sacramental given to you throughout the ages. Do not cast aside the admonitions of those who came before you, those who were given the rule by the Father, those who were set up to set up the house of God. Satan now walks among you. He brings many agents to set confusion and delusion throughout the world. This confusion is not only in your lay life, but it's found in the house of God. You can only set the house of God and the world to rights by prayer, penance, heavy penance now, and sacrifice.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit.
We find, we look upon a world in heavy darkness, darkness of spirit. We look into the houses of God and find darkness of spirit. Woe to evil man who receives these warnings and casts them aside. He has been given many chances to make atonement for his offenses against his God. I, Peter, stand before you as an epitome from heaven, one who has been sent by the Father to bring you back to your senses before the heavy hand of the Father must cleanse your world.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Now Michael is coming forward. He's standing next to St. Peter. Paul, St. Paul, is also stepping forward. And now Paul is also, he's reaching over and taking from Peter a book. "What have you done to my writings? Why have they been changed to cater to man an incarnal nature.
Among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners
now, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Now Peter is coming forward, and he says, My children, why have you made these changes? Do you not know that you have opened the door for the entrance of the evil spirits upon you? All hell, the abyss is open wide now. The battle rages upon earth. You all have been given the choice for your salvation or damnation. When you fall, you will have done that of your own free will. He's saying, the temporal pleasures of earth to the eternal joys of heaven. Oh, my poor, straying flock, whatever shall become of you? Awaken, pray much, and see the plan of Satan. Now Peter is raising his hand above his head very high. And he is saying, I bless you all, my children. In the power of the Father, I send you the grace to save yourselves and those you love in the destructive dark days that lie ahead of you on your earth. Now he's going above his head and he's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Peter is holding his hand out and he's turning over to the our left side of the flagpole, his right, and he's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Peter is being followed by Paul, who's carrying this large book, the Bible, behind him. And then Peter is also, he's replacing the large crown, the tiara, about his head, upon his head. And now the angels are coming down. Ooh, there are many, many of them coming down from the sky. They're falling down behind Peter. Oh, they are so beautiful. Oh, they're carrying now a large banner. Oh, they're just like the children up front. But the large banner they're carrying is beautiful. It's in white and gold and blue. And there's letters now. It's very small, but I can read it. Faithful and true always. Oh, and now there are cross golden keys upon the banner. Oh, and now Michael is standing. He has one hand on the banner, and the other he's holding the scale way out in front of him. And now he's talking. He's very brilliant. The light around Michael is very brilliant. And now he says, listen well, my child, so you do not miss a most important message. Now he's pointing up to the sky. And written in the sky is the word warning. W-A-R-N-I-N-G. Now Michael is going like this, and the letters are disappearing. Now he's writing with his finger, S-O-O-N. Now he's taking his hand and pointing, and the letters now are just disappearing and evaporating. Oh. Now Our Lady is coming forward. She has on now, her mantle is very deep blue. It's very beautiful. Now, there's a great deal of light. The sky is becoming very bright.
All the rock clouds seem to be rolling back. Now, our lady is coming forward, and she's smiling. And she's saying, my child, do not be overly concerned of the message. Much health, many arms will be sent to you, and the Father's work will be completed. Your mission upon earth will be one in which you will carry a heavy cross. Being human, we do, my child, expect you to succumb to many human feelings. However, you will rise always above this in the knowledge that Tuesday is always by your side. Do not, in your busy day, forget to call upon your guardians. We have sent many upon earth to help our workers. My child, we hear the cries of many mothers. We hear the cries of sorrowing parents. Our hearts are torn at the many abominations upon earth. Pray much, make many sacrifices. Your example will be instrumental in returning your children back to their graves. All parents must set a strong example of faith in the home. Your children are being subject to much error and much soul destruction outside your home. Discipline and truth must be brought to the children. The greatest responsibility for these children will be given to the parents. God, their souls well.
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread.
The time grows short, my child. Make great haste. Shout from the rooftops. The warning from heaven must go throughout the world. The time grows short. A lady is coming forward. And now she's leaning over very sadly. She's saying, my child, we must act in great haste. You must warn your vicar. He must not leave Rome. The seat of Peter must not be vacated, for the one of dark secrets will enter upon it. There is a plan for the removal of your vicar. He must not leave Rome. Demon 4, Demon 5, to enter Rome. Watch and pray much.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
See now, figures. Oh, they're horrible looking. They look like half animal, half human. Oh, they're standing now on the right side of the flagpole. Now, they're pointing way out into space. And I see St. Peter's, the cathedral. They're slowly making their way to St. Peter's. Now they're standing, the two of them, right in that circle of square. That's right in front of St. Peter's. And now one of them has reached up over his head, and he's grabbed in the air, and he's holding on to a key, a golden key. But the key now is turning from gold, it's getting black, black, and blacker. Oh. Now he's taking the key, and he's throwing it down onto the ground, and he's stomping on it. Oh, he's a miserable-looking thing. He's stomping on it. Oh. Now the other creature behind him, I know it's a demon, he's picked up this black-looking key, and he's going over to the basilica there, the outside of the church, the outside, and he's standing there, and he's looking up very smugly, and he's touching the top of what looks like his head, but it's a... Oh, that's a horrible-looking thing with points or ears, I guess. And he looks almost like an elf. And he's touching his head. Now he's putting his hand out, and he's got in his hand a tiara. I know it looks, but it's not as brilliant and bright like St. Peter had on, but it's a tiara. And now he's putting it on his head. Oh, how awful. How awful. Now, Michael's coming over, and he has a large, very large spear in his hand, a very large spear. And now he has a bow, and he's shooting something, and the hat has been knocked right off of his demon's head. The chair, I guess, I don't like to call it even a chair. It's not bright and brilliant like Peter had on. It looks like made of all, sort of like paper mache or cardboard or something. It doesn't look real. And it's been knocked over, and now it's going very dark, and I can't see those two demons any longer. Oh. And now it's going right by the flagpole, and I see letters now in the sky. It's penance. P E N N A N C E. Penance. P E N N A N C E. And it says now, N O D. No, now, N O W. But the D is falling underneath, and it says D5. D5, demon 5. Penance now, demon 5. And underneath it says arriving. Penance now, demon 5, arriving. Now our lady is coming forward. Very pretty. I see now her mantle goes back down her shoulders. And very brilliant. It's the first time I've seen our lady's hair. I can see her hair. It's a light brown, almost brown from the light. I can't tell. The light's very bright. And our lady is smiling. And now she's leaning over, and our lady is saying, I will be here always, my children, even unto the final battle. Then we will gloriously join you all with the setting up of the kingdom. Now, our lady is placing her hands out like this in front of her, and she's saying, come to me, all you who have sorrow,
for I will dry your tears. I come to you with graces in abundance, just for the asking. These graces will give you the strength in the dark days ahead. We place upon these sacred grounds, now Lady is now motioning. Oh, she's motioning with her hand. The power for the conversion of your erring children, and the power of cure through the grace of the Father. Come to me, and you will find solace. My son, will soon bless all the sacramentals. Many of these sacramentals will be instrumental for the conversion and cure of souls, cure of body, and cure of spirit. Conversion of souls and spirit. Teresa is coming down. Oh, and she is with St. Catherine and her three sisters. Oh, and Teresa now it must be quite windy because her skirts are blowing. And Catherine's also, but she's holding on to the hat. The hat looks like it's going to blow off. Ooh! No. Oh, she's not. She plopped it down on her head. St. Catherine almost lost her hat. Oh, now she's coming forward and standing by Teresa. And now they're looking down at their shoes. Oh, no. A lady is also coming over. And she's looking down now at the skirt. Oh, now Teresa is speaking very softly. I can barely hear her. Veronica, I see many of those new, I don't call them bonnets, creations of Satan. Why haven't they brought them down? Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Oh, Teresa is just shaking her head very sadly, and she's looking over to the convent. And now the sisters are also shaking their heads, yes. Now Teresa says, thy destruction will be the end. Oh, pity these poor souls. They have hardened their hearts, they close their ears. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. The Father plans a great chastisement for the world. Hail Mary. Our prayers of supplication rise to heaven for more time. All the forces of heaven work with you upon earth to save you.
Hail Mary.
From the abyss.
The Lord is with thee.
Oh.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit.
Time is of essence. You must send the warning of heaven throughout the world. Many souls will fall into hell. Many will fall because they have no one who cares.
Oh,
now, St. Paul is coming forward, and he's standing next to Teresa. Yes, my children, you have not learned the value of prayer. You disport yourselves among worldly pleasures. Man has slowly gone back to the animal stage. His desires are not of God. His passions are of Satan. And his relative
Oh.
Oh. Now I. Oh dear. Saint Paul says that many of these abominations that are destructive to human souls. These lessons are being taught by bad example. Bad example of the teachers.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed...
Oh, now, Teresa and St. Paul, are going over to the left side of the flagpole. Now, I see a large building. It looks like a gym. Oh, my goodness. I see nuns taking their habits off. And oh, my goodness, leotards. Oh, my. Now they're standing and they're look like they're dancing, but it looks kind of ridiculous. One still has her habit on, but it's so short that looks almost like a mini dress. And St. Paul now has crossed his hands like this, and he's watching, and he's shaking his head. And Teresa now has turned her back, and she's motioning over to her sisters. And St. Catherine's following. Also, another group of nuns have come up behind St. Catherine, and they're going also into this convent. I think it's a convent, but it's sort of a hall that's been given to... Oh, my. It says creative dancing. The liturgy in motion. Oh, my. Oh. Oh. Understanding man. Oh. All these letters are appearing in the air. They're suspended in the air as these nuns are dancing. Now there's a nun, she's in still, she's kind of older, but she's playing the piano very joyfully. And St. Paul now, he's stepping outside and he's motioning to the nuns, St. Teresa and Catherine. And he's taking his hand now, he's very angry, and he's slamming the door. Away with these abominations. Damnation upon them. The Father will seek justification for your destruction. Your example has set others on the road to hell. You will not be free from the destruction. Now Our Lady is appearing, and Teresa and St. Catherine and the other nuns are going backwards over the tree. They're disappearing, and Our Lady is coming forward. And she looks very sad. She's holding hands in front of her, and she has this large rosary. The beads are very white, but the Our Father is very golden. Oh, it's very, very brilliant. And Our Lady says, my deeds of prayer, your acts of penance and atonement, you must open your heart now to the truth. Your days are counted. The penance planned by the Father is heavy. The ball has already been set upon its way. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer. Now I see a clock, a very large clock. Oh, it's appearing across the whole sky. And now across the clock, at the face of the clock, like sort of a metronome, there is like a rod, a reed or something. It looks like a stick and it's going back and forth. It's like ticking. Just as though it sounds almost like the ticking of, I don't know, just like a bomb or something. I don't know. It's ticking. Tick, tick, tick. On the trees and hitting onto
the ego of the fat boy. And in the light, there is a sword, a really large sword in the sky. Oh, and next to the sword, there is an hourglass. The hourglass is covering the whole sky. Over the hourglass looks like it's filled with blood. Not sand, but blood. And it's dripping into the hourglass. Slowly, drop by drop. And above the hourglass now there's appearing a large chalice, a golden chalice. And Michael now has come over and he has placed the sword above the chalice. The sword now is dripping blood. It's dripping from the chalice into the hourglass. From the sword into the chalice, into the hourglass. The sword, the chalice, the hourglass. Oh. Now it's getting very dark. Very, very dark. Now I can't see Michael or the other things, but a lady is coming forward and she's saying, I have given you your honor. I have made known to you what lies in the days ahead. Prepare yourselves now. You have been warned.
Here's the yellow one.
Jesus
will come to bless the sacramental.
Hi,
bless
the sacramental. Now, ladies, listen. Now, let me see now. Do I have with it? Yeah, ladies, we're going to have a little bit of a take off. Here we are. Now,
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. If there an act of petition requested by Our Lady at this time, and over the meal now, Jesus now is coming down. It's so bright. He's dressed in this beautiful red robe. It's beautiful. Oh, he's smiling. Now, the robe he has underneath his, cream-colored gown. And Jesus has on these sandals that are brown with brown leather on them. And he's smiling out. Jesus is shifting his cloak over onto his left hand. Now, he's coming forward, and he's bending over, and he says, "Repeat, my child, what I am about to say. I bless you all, as the Father blesses you all, and we dispense among you the powers of the Holy Spirit." Now, Jesus is raising his hand over his head, and he has his hands like this. Now he's blessing in the sign of the Trinity, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now he's coming forward, and Jesus is looking down on this side. He's bending over. Now he's turned back, and Our Lady is now coming over behind him, and he's looking down over on this side. And Jesus is coming over, and he says, "You will all receive the blessing of the Father, and these sacramentals will be your armor in the dark days ahead. All objects of God, cards, beads of prayer, and all of sacred nature will receive the blessing from the Father. They will safeguard you in many trials in the days ahead." Now Jesus is coming over. He's floating over. He doesn't walk. He's floating. And he's standing now at the left side of the flagpole, and he's raising his hand high above his head like this, and he's saying, "I bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost." Now Jesus has his three fingers together, and he's coming over now. He's standing at the left side of the flagpole, and he's raising his hand high, and he's also giving the blessing, and he's looking down, "In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost." Now Our Lady is extending her rosary very far in front of her. Now Jesus is looking down on the people on this side. He's coming forward. Jesus is just about now over the leaf of that tree, and he's looking over and motioning to Our Lady. And Our Lady is holding the large crucifix from her rosary out like that. Now Jesus is looking forward, and he's bending over on this side. He's standing, and he's now putting his fingers together like this. And he's blessing in the sign of the Trinity, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is coming over, and Our Lady is stepping forward. Our Lady looks quite shorter than Jesus. It might be the way she's standing forward, but she comes up to just about a little below his shoulder. And she's saying, "You will now continue with the prayers so sorely needed in these days. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen." Now, Jesus has raised his hand, and Our Lady is looking over, and Jesus now is pointing his hand up to the sky, and now over there on the left side by the flagpole, Jesus says, "Watch and guide your life by these words. Warning, W-A-R-N-I-N-G. Prepare now. Cleanse your soul of all sin, mortal and venial." And then I see all the words are just floating away like they were made of smoke. And now there's a big word, now, N-O-W. And Jesus now is taking his hand, and he's going like this, and it's underlining the word now, Magnificent. Put a whole line across the word now. Now it's all beginning to, like, evaporate. Now, Our Lady said, continue with the prayers of atonement. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Affirm.